Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
Unfiltered, no sugar added, boom, shakalaka boom. You tuned in to the free range human show of choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts right now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards. We are live on 103.9 FM WYAB from our little freedom of speech outpost out here in Florida, Mississippi. Pumping this signal worldwide. Well, by worldwide, I mean from Flora to Rankin County to Madison, all throughout the Tri-County area, even some down in Simpson County, I'm told. Good morning to Pillahatchie. I know that's Rankin County, but I like Pillahatchie. Downtown Pillahatchie in particular. One of my favorite little areas in all of America. I like to get off at the downtown Pillahatchie exit and go perusing through Pillahatchie. Fairway Foods, the grocery store there, got the best deal on whole ribeyes. A little free shout out to Fairway. Best deal on whole ribeyes. I don't even like telling people about it because there's nothing left when I get there. Anyway, good morning to everybody out there. Let's jump straight in. Well, hold on. I got a couple of things. I got a little house cleaning first. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Love to hear from you all. The phone line, 601-879-0002. Question of the day. What grinds your gears? Doesn't matter what it is. Like, what's just one thing or multiple that grinds your gears? Just something you see it every day. You're like, I can't stand that. Is it something people do on social media? Is it something you see on TV? Is it something a coworker does? Does your coworker steal your food out of the fridge? Does your wife do stuff you don't like? Your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend, him, whatever. What grinds your gears? Is it some bad drivers driving in the fast lane, going slow in the fast lane, not using their blinkers, shooting people out their cars like in Jackson? Like, what gets under your skin? Old Peter Griffin from Family Guy. You know what really grinds my gears? looks like we have an answer to my question before we even get started. After this phone call, stay tuned. I'm going to announce the first free FIFO sticker stop. I got a stack of stickers sitting somewhere in the Tri-County area. And it's going to pay. It's going to pay to get one on your car. If we see you out somewhere with it, I'll give you the details here in a minute. Well, our caller did not last long. So let's go straight to FIFO sticker stop number one. This is something I've been working on for a while. Here's the deal. If you end up with one of my bumper stickers on your back window, on your bumper, wherever, if you're a motorcycle rider, your helmet, I guess, we're going to give you, and we see you out. And look, I ain't got nothing to do on Saturdays. I ride around, peruse through parking lots, whatever. If my friends see you out, we're going to take a picture of it. I'm going to wait as long as I can to see if you come out to your car. But I may take a picture of it, and I may put it on social media. So if you're not comfortable with that, don't participate. But I do have ways of finding out tag numbers and stuff if I need to. Anyway, more of the story. If we catch you out and about, you're shopping, you're eating, you're dining, you're doing whatever, and you got a Clay Edwards Show FAFO sticker in the back, we're gonna give you something for free. It's going to vary. It may be concert tickets. It may be a full tank of gas. It may be, maybe you had to suffer through a lunch with me and Sean at one of our great sponsors, Martin's, Burgers and Blues, Acme Pizza. Who knows? Maybe it's a FAFO t-shirt, hat, flag. And I'll be accumulating some other stuff. Gift cards from some of our great restaurant sponsors. You won't have to go with me and Sean. But we're going to do that. I think that's going to be cool. Looking forward. I'm always looking for new and creative ways to meet you guys. That's why I had so much fun selling shirts. And running around before I kind of moved it all to the internet. But back to that in a minute. Anyway, first sticker stop. A1 Gear and Auto. I think they got about 100, 125 stickers somewhere in that neighborhood. Please only get one each. So everybody else can get theirs. Please only get one each. If you do not think you can make it there, you can make a $5 donation to my PayPal or Cash App account, and I will mail you to save you the gas. And that may be the best bet for some of you. It would be for me. But anyway, A1 Gear and Auto, Highway 49 South in Florence. I dropped them off yesterday. They're going to be on the counter there. Swing by. Represent. I do appreciate y'all. That's kind of my way of giving back to you guys. Kind of, this is a self-funded operation here. So when I do stuff like this, this 100% comes out of my pocket. Sponsors aren't donating stuff yet anyway. So this is just my way of thanking y'all for being supportive. Old school radio stuff, man. I remember they used to do this kind of stuff. Maybe they still do in their defense. I just don't listen to music radio anymore. If I listen to music, it's just on whatever streaming app I have. St. Paddy's Day Parade is this Saturday. I'm selling the green FAFO shirts. I got about 35 of them left. Everything from small up to 4X. The amount per size may vary. If you want one today, absolutely tomorrow be the last days that I can guarantee shipping. I would feel better with today. But I do two-day shipping. Or we can meet up. Just go to buyfafo.com. Buyfafo.com. Order your shirt today. All right, now let's take a call. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay. I'm up. Can you believe it?
I know you're an early riser.
No, I'm not. I usually work very late, but I walked this morning. So, by the way, I want you to know, I have lost 72 pounds since you've seen me last.
Wow, congratulations. That's what I lost when I went on that binge, or purge, should I say, a couple years ago. Good for you. I know it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Yes, it is. But this has been since 2020, that's been the whole total, the whole time. And I haven't gained any of it back, praise be to Jesus. And that's the only reason why I haven't gained it back, because it is so hard to just not eat stuff you're not supposed to eat. But anyway, you started off with something that was just really great. You said, what was my major pet peeve, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, yesterday when I made my comment about how Jackson is, I didn't want to see that video because I knew it was vulgar just by the way you described it. Who wants to see it? And then I said, I'm sick and tired of these blacks. They're an embarrassment. And for those females, and many of those females like Fanny, Fanny, or whatever the heck her name is, and that Letitia James, ooh, father, oh, Lord. Anyway.
We're going to talk about her today.
I'm sure you will talk about her today, but see something else. But anyway, those folks are embarrassments to me, very much so. But you also said yesterday to the new listeners that I was black. Well, I just wanted to tell you, I am not black. I'm going to say it again. I am not black. Black is the color of a crayon. I'm not a color of a crayon. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I happen to have I am a little darker than you are. Kim is lighter than I am, but he's darker than you are. But I am not a crayon. And I never will claim to be black, not on this side of glory or the other side of glory. And I realize that's a labeling, so if I have to describe somebody to the authorities, yes, I'm going to say, oh, he's a black man that's yay tall or whatever, or he's a white man or whatever, or Mexican or whatever it is for the labeling. But I don't agree with that labeling. I'm an American first. Excuse me. I'm a Christian first, and then I'm an American. But I am not black. I will never claim to be black. And whoever it upsets, get over it. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I don't hear the color black in that statement. And if you read that passage in Psalms, it will let you know it doesn't say anything about being white, doesn't say anything about being brown or anything. And there are only two races, Jews and Gentiles. That's it. Everybody else, if you're not Jewish, you're a Gentile. You fall into that category if you're not Jewish. So that's my major pet peeve, is being said that I'm black when I'm not a crayon. That was all I wanted to say. You have a good morning.
You too.
And it's so cool being up to hear you. It really is. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a blessing.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, Miss Sylvia. Not to dig into the weeds, I mentioned she was black because of what it said in her text. I didn't want people thinking that I allowed white folks to speak in that tone on my show. I wanted to put a little clarification there, because otherwise it comes across kind of harsh. But when you're speaking about your own people, it does not matter to me how you talk about them. I talk about white trash all the time. I don't want to hear anybody else do it. So I get it. More to the story. Thank you, Miss Sylvie, for clarifying that. I did see your text yesterday. So I was actually going to mention that. So I do appreciate it. All right, man. One more again. What grinds your gears? I would love to hear your phone calls. I got a bunch of text here. What grinds your gears? Is it me? It's me, isn't it? Gosh dang it, I knew it. Hey, we are rocking and rolling in the Clay Edwards Show Facebook group. Gotten over 100 new requests this morning. I set up a couple little questions just to make sure you're a real person. And I would love to have you go join that. Just search the full three words, Clay Edwards Show. Got to add the show to the end, which is going to go to like my personal Facebook or something. And just hit, answer the couple questions. They're kind of funny, I think. And that'll get you on in. And that way you guys can post. You can drive the discussion. It ain't got to be just commenting under my stuff. I don't necessarily have the zeal to constantly be posting stuff, but I want to stay engaged, and I love seeing what y'all post, man. All right, let's take another call. I think we got Derek online. So Derek, I'm sorry, brother. We got some kind of major phone issue going on there, my brother. Try calling back here in a little bit. I always want to know what grinds Derek's gears. Let's read a couple of your texts out the Guns and Gear text line real quick. And I stayed up late. I did a bunch of show prep last night. You guys are going to be proud of me. I'm not just winging it like it sounds like I am right now. But sometimes the first segment, I just like to have fun. Kind of set the tone for the morning. All right, let's try Derek one more again. Much better this time. How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother, I think that was your phone line. That's what grinds my gears.
It may very well have been.
Now, hey, man, you know what really just grinds my gears? How we've normalized failure in this country.
Oh,
how
preach.
We tell, go ahead.
I said preach, son, preach.
How we tell people over the years, go to school, get an education, be a part of the productive workforce. But yet we reward failure. And that's what really grinds my gears. When I go to the grocery store and have to buy health food because, of hereditary health condition, right?
Yes.
And I'm in decent shape and I eat right and everything like that, and, in pretty good health. And just me buying small health foods is an astronomical price. But yet I see people with two buckets full of junk, and then they pull out the yellow card to pay for it. It grinds my gears.
You're right, brother. I'm going to tell you, it is very aggravating when you're in the grocery store with your $300 worth of stuff in your container and you only get three bags, and you look in front of you, and you've got somebody who looks like a busted can of biscuits with three or four kids, a buggy overfloweth with blessings of just whatever else they want, steak and lobster and candy. You know, just nonsense, all that nasty box food that's terrible for your health. And you're just looking there, and then they pull out that EBT, man. It makes me so angry. I'd love for the day that the EBT program shuts down again, even if it's only for a day. I'm just going to stand at Walmart and film.
At one point in time, and I was on that project where they were going to do the drug testing for the EBT, mm-hmm. and it was going to be based on your, and you had to use your fingerprint in order to swipe the card, right? If you go to some of the grocery stores, you could see the little fingerprint reader, little gray fingerprint reader was already hooked up to the machine and everything like that, right? Well, a bunch of people complained to that worthless Benny Thompson about it, and they tried to somehow equate it to racism. Why? Because there was a requirement for you to get, like, this so-called benefit because you had the drug test like everybody has to do for a job or have your fingerprint on file like some people have to do for jobs. But yet, you not working a job at all, going to complain about it and call it racism. That really grinds my gears, my friend. And like I said, we told people in this country to be a productive member of society, but yet we reward failure. You know, for every person that just, you know, lays down and irresponsibly have children, there's a reward for it. There's a reward for, you know, being a drug addict. You know, there's a reward for this. There's a reward for that. And that's what really grinds my gears.
Derek, appreciate you, brother. All those things mine as well. You hit the nail on the head. Good call from Derek this morning. All right, let's take a break real quick. Come back. We'll read some of your texts on the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Question of the day, what grinds your gears? I'm going to give you all a couple examples of things that grind my gears, and we're going to start with the whole Trump bloodbath comments debacle. I know I'm a day late on it. I got tied up with some other stuff yesterday, but I got a bunch of good stuff here. You know the old Democrat double standard? If they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards. I'm going to play y'all a little video of them over excessively using the word bloodbath before Trump did. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 FM WYAB. Hey guys, get out to Southeastern Power Sports. Man, get you a used ATV side by side if they got them available. They do usually have that stuff available. And not everybody wants to go spend big money on brand new. You're one of those people's voices echoing through your radio right now. But hey, you don't need to buy one. What if you just need to get your service, some repairs done? Maybe you want to customize it a little bit, put some accessories on it. Joe McNamee and his team right there at Southeastern Power Sports on Highway 51 in Madison can take care of everything. Again, pre-owned sales, repairs, tune-ups, oil changes, programmers, wheels and tires, winches and bumpers, windshields, lift kits, custom stereo systems. They got it all. Hey, sometimes they got to wait because when you're good, people know it. Sometimes they got to wait. You want to go ahead and get on the list if you got a date you need it by. Don't wait to the last minute and think you're going to get it fixed at the last minute. That's how life goes when you're good at what you do. Veteran-owned. He's a retired policeman. These are good folks out there. Been in business for a while now. And, again, all you got to do is go by there and look at that wait list. Should tell you all you need to know. Here's one little caveat. He ain't working on none of that cheap Chinese stuff. He ain't going to do it. You know, if you got one of those hardware store four-wheelers, gas station four-wheelers, your best bet, use it as a paperweight. Turn it into a sign for your business or something like he did with one of his old ones. Anyway, But if you got Suzuki, Can-Am, Honda, Yamaha, I'm sure I'm forgetting some of the big boy names, Polaris, they got you taken care of right there at Southeastern Power Sports. Get by there today. Let them know you heard it on the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, speaking of hearing it on the Clay Edwards Show, cool move yesterday, or cool thing yesterday. I'm sitting down in the lobby at A1 Gear and Auto. I'm kind of waiting on Justin, the owner, to get finished doing something. He was going to do a favor for me. And I'm looking on my phone, and there's a guy and a woman at the counter. And I didn't think to ask them their name. I was so kind of caught up in the moment. But he sat there and told them, he was getting something done. He said, hey, man, I just want to let y'all know I heard it on the Clay Edwards Show on WYAB. Man, you couldn't have punched the smile off my face. Really. And then Justin was saying, when he ran an errand with me real quick, and he said, man, we get that every day. Every day. He goes, I've never seen an audience so supportive of a radio station like they are y'all. He said, these folks get out and they want you to know where they heard it. And man, that y'all know we preach that. That's the only way we're able to stay on the air here is participation from y'all. So that's just me saying thank you. And I'm going to speak for the other guys here. Thank you. When y'all do that, it makes a huge, huge difference. So much love, much appreciation. Get over there today and get your Clay Edwards Show sticker if you're in Rankin County. I want to read a few of your texts real quick. I tell you what, no. I promised that we would go straight to the bloodbath stuff. Let me do that. Not everybody's tuned in just to hear me vent. All right. So if you've been living under a rock the last couple of days, Trump made some comments about the auto industry and said that if China decided to start building cars in Mexico to eliminate the tariffs, it would end up being a bloodbath for the Midwest and the car industry. Now we're going to play the whole 1 minute excerpt so you can hear all the context.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories.
All right, so you clearly heard what he said there. It's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry if I don't get elected. Well, the media had an outright meltdown. I mean, so much so that Joe Scarborough said BS multiple times on the air, and I can't play it. See if I saved any more of their. I think I'm in Jameson's Twitter here. Let me log out of there real quick and log into mine. I'm going to go in there and continue him and Russ Latino's feud. Let's see here. Bear with me a second. Logging in here in live time. Get to my bookmarks. I tell you what, these Twitter bookmarks or X bookmarks have made show prep so much easier. I mean, it's just been insane. All right, here's a little of the meltdown from Joe Scarborough. I got my hand over here on the dump button. So if y'all hear it go silent for a second, it's because I think Joe May have said a dirty word.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled "A Biden Bloodbath."
2018 midterms.
All right, well, that's the wrong thing. So what this is the media, after their flip out, this is the media using the term bloodbath constantly. It was perfectly okay for them to use it, describing anything pro-Democrat, pro-Biden, pro-Marxist communist. But the second Trump uttered the word bloodbath, it was like a call to purge or something, like a call to action. All right, here we go.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
If there weren't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards. That's your Democrat Party. That's your mainstream media right there. If it wasn't for bloodbaths, they wouldn't take any baths. Maybe that's the best way to put it. If it wasn't for bloodbaths, they wouldn't take any baths. Filthy Democrats. Filthy Democrats. I got some more video here. How about Bill Maher? Bill Maher thinks we all just need to shut up and be thankful that we have carbs to eat and porn on our phone. Classic Bill Maher. Every time I want to like Bill Maher, he does something stupid like this.
Why are Biden's approval ratings so low when things are generally pretty good? Now, of course, there are problems. America's a big place, but wages are rising. Unemployment is negligible. The stock market is soaring. We somehow brushed off both the Trump presidency and the pandemic. Yes, inflation persists for a lot of things, but, you know, an actual good, nice-sized TV now costs $60. Who gets credit for that? We've got next-day shipping, stuffed crust pizza, legal weed, GPS, and porn on the phone.
I'm glad they took the liberty of beeping that for me because I'd missed that last night. Yes, Master Maher. I'm so grateful for stuffed crust pizza, GPS, and porn on my phone. What would I possibly do without any of those things? Thank you, Master Biden. Master Biden. My $60 TV. I would gladly pay $600 for that $60 TV. If I knew it was being manufactured here in America and there was a big TV plant that was making American-made TVs, I would gladly pay $600 for that thing. As long as it ain't a piece of Chinese crap. It won't be the first time I've overpaid for a TV in my life. Oh, man, we should just all be so grateful. Porn on our phones. Not in Mississippi. Thanks, Lindsay. Let's read a few of your texts here. My question of the day was, what grinds your gears? And we've already ran over. Unknown texter. I hate Bill Maher. Always have. But this almost sounded sarcastic on his part. I'm sure it was a bit sarcastic, but nonetheless. One thing that Democrats don't give conservatives the benefit of the doubt on is sarcasm. But they, no sense of humor. If you said it, it's cemented into concrete. It's written in concrete. We can't say anything sarcastically without them taking it out of context and making it factual information. So I'm not going to give them the benefit of that doubt. If they said it, if it came out of their mouths, they meant it. They put their hand on the Bible and said it. That's the way they treat us. That's the way we're going to treat them. Democrats have zero sense of humor. They've murdered comedy. Murdered comedy. There ain't a funny Democrat left in this country. They can't be. Comedy at its core is supposed to be offensive, and they're too scared of offending anybody. Read one more text, and we ran over. We got to take a break. Reagan says his pet peeve is when driving and people drive from a side street at 100 miles an hour to get in front of you and drive at 9 miles an hour. That kills me. I think I know what you're talking about. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, get out to Guns and Gear today. They are back open. I got a buddy of mine text me last night, said he is going to buy a gun today. Shout out to Brent. Be sure to tell him that Clay sent you. Look, man, you Brent is about to experience that Guns and Gear satisfaction, that Guns and Gear guarantee. You can too. Highway 51 North, Gluckstadt, Mississippi, right there at Yandell Road, right next to the Booze Smokehouse Barbecue. I've said it before, I'll say it again, barbecue and beer. I mean, barbecue and guns. You know where my head's at. Beer too. Anyway, get some barbecue, get some beer. I keep doing it. I keep doing it. Get it some guns from Guns and Gear, then get a to-go plate from the barbecue place. Thank me later. Anyway, home of no limit ammo. Got all the guns you can imagine, even the wild and crazy stuff you've only seen on the internet. They got it at Guns and Gear. If they don't have it, they can get it. And, of course, they got you taken care of with all your Cerakoting and gunsmithing needs. And, of course, they buy guns. I told y'all the other day, I think the best way to avoid getting in any kind of trouble selling your gun is to sell it to the gun store and let it be their headache. Because, man, you may not know your buddy's a felon. You sell him a gun, now you done sold a felon a firearm. I got several friends that are felons that I wouldn't aware they were felons. You just never know. And I ain't knocking felons or nothing this morning. I'm just making a point. You never know. Don't get yourself in trouble. Go sell it to a gun store. Guns and Gear, shop them online, GunsInGearMS.com, GunsInGearMS.com. And don't forget the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Question of the day, what grinds your gears? Chad says, grinds gears. Rich people like Trump crying about the government going after them. The government has been going after blue-collar folks forever. Suck it up, just like the rest of us. I'm on the MAGA Trump train all the way, but I'm not sorry to see the rich get steamrolled by the government. Yeah, there's some truth to that. I was thinking about that a bit yesterday, but my fear with that is if they'll do it to him, they'll do it to anybody. There has to be a precedent set. There has to be. With what Trump's going through, when the eventual victory comes about, and Letitia James and Fannie Willis, you know, get taken out to pasture, you know, it's going to be a great day to be an American. So we're going to have to deal with some nonsense till then. Let's take a call from Jerry here. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, I just got in the car. I won't be able to listen very long, but your last texter. So it's okay if someone else gets abused because somewhere in your life you pay taxes. He can't see evil and just call it out, or is he just that damn stupid?
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of caught me off guard. I mean, I get what he's saying, but
agree. It's okay if you go and throw somebody in jail because they threw my cousin in jail for marijuana. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to go get my coffee. I just thought he's either. Anyway, I'm going to be quiet. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, I understand what Chad's saying. Is you got rich millionaires who have been getting away with things for a long time, billionaires even. Then when something happens to one of them, when it happens to us every day, we have been getting steamrolled, but I don't think two wrongs don't make a right. But we're gonna keep pushing, and we're going to see how it all shakes out. I got some video, actually, that I'm going to play here in a little bit of that skank, Letitia James, and just the audacity in her voice, and then the little gay MSNBC host going boop, boop. Oh, I wanted to punch my computer screen at what I was seeing yesterday. You know how you make people racist. You know how you take people who aren't racist and you turn them racist. You force feed them enough of this crap, and that's how you make people racist. That's got to be their end goal. There wasn't enough racist There wasn't enough racism. We need to aggravate people so bad that we turn them into racists. I'm convinced that is the goal of the mainstream media in 2024 and our federal government. They are trying all they can to force you into doing something stupid. That's what they want. And unfortunately, they're probably going to end up getting it from somebody. Everybody ain't mentally stable. They're going to push one, two, three dummies into doing something real stupid. And we're all going to have to suffer the consequences for it, unfortunately. And that is exactly what they want to happen. But I tell you what, you know, you watch some of this Letitia James. You watch some of this Fannie Willis stuff. I can definitely see how somebody with a weaker constitution could start feeling a certain way. I tell you what, let me see if I can find it real quick before we go to the break. Let me get y'all mad this morning. Breaking 911. Let me find my Twitter thing here real quick. And we will make that happen real quick. Breaking 911. Sorry. One of the Twitter sites that I use. All right. This right here. If your blood ain't boiling, it's going to be. This is MSNBC. And then it's got Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, talking about she's had her eye on Trump's Wall Street property. And the very end, this is just, whoo, let's go.
It's a scenario New York Attorney General Tish James saw coming. And she has been absolutely clear on what she's prepared to do if and when Trump comes up empty.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court. And we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
We are prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers. And yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day.
I look at 40 Wall Street every day. Boom. It's a scenario.
I want that boom at the very end to soak in. I want that to upset y'all as much as it did me. One more time here. This guy, number one on the purge list.
I look at 40 Wall Street every day. Boom. It's a scenario.
Boop. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, Eyegear Optical. Bruce and his team right there in Pearl, Mississippi. Got to do a little business with them this week. Well, not me personally, but the girlfriend. And she went and got an eye check yesterday. She's going to get a pair of readers from over there at Eyegear Optical. It's always a good feeling, you know, when your friends and family call you up and say, hey, didn't I hear a such and such kind of sponsor on your show? I'm like, as a matter of fact, you did. I had... A guy hit me up yesterday on Facebook asking about security companies. We've had two different security companies. I gave him two different numbers. I said, they both offer something different. Give them both a call. You know, neither one of them are paying me to say that right now, but they were good to me. I'm going to still be good to them. Anyway. Hey, look, Eyegear Optical will never hand out glasses like a box of shoes. Bruce will adjust your frames before taking measurements and a second time after the lenses have been installed. And then again, when you pick them up for a fine tune, he likes to personalize the fit just for you. Bruce will ask you lots of questions. He's going to ask you as many questions as I like to talk. And look, he's going to get the best lenses for you, just the right amount of technology for all your wants and needs. Bruce will make sure you select the right frame for maximum comfort, durability, and style that fits your needs. Eyegear Optical is not an insurance, because we want to deal with you instead of you having an insurance company telling us how to take care of you. Get glasses that fit your lifestyle and your budget. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 2, located at 2630 Highway 80 East in Pearl. That's Eyegear Optical. Check them out online at eyegearoptical.com. And I'm telling you what, just trying to read this thing here now, I realize I need a set of readers. Goodness. All right, guys. Hate reading. Hate to do an ad read the last segment of the hour, but business is business sometimes. When we get back, we got a whole nother hour to go. Looks like they're trying to ban vapes in Mississippi. Some of our typical subjects. What if we started banning backroom body shots and lobbyist dinners? Boom goes le dynamite. I butchered that. I was trying to say le dynamite. From the top. Boom goes le dynamite. Like no mistake ever happened. You've tuned in to hour two of the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends at Martin's Downtown. Get over there today. Try their plate lunch. The best in the city. Somebody tagged me in a picture yesterday. They've been down there and they done got the country fried steak. I was like, man, I am trying so hard to behave this week. You know, all I've had stuck in my dang head now for the last 12 hours is pictures of country fried steak from Martin's. But hey, get down there, try the plate lunch. Of course, the country fried steak's available every day. Friday night is ribeye steak night. You can actually take the family down there and eat ribeye steak on a bit of a budget while enjoying some great live entertainment at the best bar in town. There's a 70 or 80 inch flat screen everywhere you turn. They got the new big outdoor patio. It's covered. It's going to be the place to be this Saturday. Not just after the parade, but during the parade too. And then after it, Martin's. They got DJs inside. They got Mustache the Band outside. If you love 90s country and you haven't seen the Mustache Band, you are missing out. Martin's Downtown. The full menu is available online. Just go to Martin's Downtown JXN. All the delivery information is available there. But look, you know what time it is. It's parade week. So you can start gearing up, get your green, and get down to Martin's Saturday for the St. Paddy's Parade after party. Going to be the biggest party in all of Jackson. All right. So, I'm going to go to a story here, and I got a bunch of your texts. I promise we're going to retext. The Guns and Gear text line question of the day is, what grinds your gears? Well, we're going to start with something that grinds Clay's gears. I'm so fed up this year with this legislation, these legislators, constantly doing as I say, not as I do. Constantly banning everything. Now look, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I've never hit a vape in my life. On the Bible. Now I smoked other things I shouldn't have. And I did, in fact, inhale. But nicotine ain't one of them. I ain't got a dog in this fight, but I'm going to tell you what. We got to start fighting. In fights, we ain't got a dog in sometimes. Because it could be your dog in the next fight. And we just keep letting them steamroll over us by banning this and banning that. I was like, ha, 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 squatted trucks. Screw those little punks and their squatted trucks. Nobody defend them. Clay did. It's Kratom. Oh, man, nobody cares about that Kratom. That's a gas station heroin. Nobody's going to care about that. I did, and we've actually stopped it from being banned 2 years in a row. Now, they want to ban flavored vapes. And I actually went through the effort yesterday of going by one of these vape stores and having a conversation with a guy that worked there, so I would halfway know what I was talking about, since it's not something I personally consume. And the guy said, just look at me, he told me his whole thing back there. He goes, I will be wiped out of business if they do this. He said, you have this one brand over here that has a, you know, there's one that's like a cigarette flavor. That's going to be the only one they ban. Put somebody on hold there. They're going to have this one brand, or they only have, the only one they'll be able to sell is cigarette flavored. No candy. So what that tells me is somebody's little brat got a hold of some upside down pineapple pound cake vape juice, then got in trouble for vaping. When it's probably more, let's just be honest, guys. You don't like hearing this. It's probably more of a parenting issue. You know, we can't ban things into you being a good parent. You just can't. You can ban it all. Kids are going to find something to get into. At some point, you're going to have to engage yourself into your child's life. It's like banning porn on phones or banning porn in Mississippi. You know, at some point, you need to put some parental guardrails up. It ain't easy. I mean, I get it. But why should everybody else have to suffer every time little Timmy or little Jenny or Ashley or McKaylee or Michaela, LaKaylee, Michaela Lalee, Logan, every time they get a hold of something they ain't supposed to? That's perfectly legal, by the way. But you don't like it. Oh, my God, we got to get this banned. Never think about the downstream ramifications of those actions. I had all of it saved here so I could call out the guys who were responsible for this. Not pulling up, so I'm having to pull it up on my phone simultaneously here. Let's take a call while we're doing this. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning, Cletus, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I don't tell you what grinds my gears, these SOBs that are trying to protect me from me. I used to drink a fifth of scotch and a half a fifth of vodka every day, smoke three packs of Red Winstons in a box. I've jumped out of perfectly good airplanes many times. I have ridden motorcycles 150 miles an hour. I have drag raced cars 134 miles an hour on a quarter. I have been in fist fights, wrestling matches, been banged on, kicked around, and I don't want anybody protecting me. If I want to sit down and smoke 20 packs of cigarettes in a row and drink a gallon of whiskey, it's my business. And look at these. Look, I'm 75 years old, and I got a 32-inch waist, weigh 194 pounds, and I'm 6'3". Now, look at them fat slobs in the legislature. Look at them. And they want to tell me how to take care of me. Hey, I'm grown folks. And let me tell you what, these kids out here, you know, how are they going to grow up to be responsible adults if they ain't been beat up a time or two, if they ain't done something wild and crazy, had raced a car, wrecked a car, fell off a motorcycle, or done something real stupid? You know, my daddy always said to me, you know, after I'd do something stupid, he'd say, how'd that work out for you? And I'm going to tell you how stupid I was. If it didn't put me in the hospital over 6 weeks, I'd go out and do her again. So that, you know, you got a bunch of fat slobs up in the legislature. There's a few that are not. Most of them are well bought and paid for. And they're not on my salary. And I'm sick of it. Whatever special interest group that comes along, they take their money and they do good. Or just like the gambling issue here, I'm fixed to make some mad. Little old First Baptist Church ladies kept us from having casinos in Hines and Rankin County and Madison County because it looked bad. Well, I would have liked to have the reservoir turned into a real recreation area, but the little church ladies didn't want it to, and the legislature listened to them. So that's what grinds my gears. You have a good day, brother, and give them hell.
Hell yeah, buddy. Thank you. You know, every time, buddy, hangs up, I just want to say, hell yeah, I'm an American. Like, if hell yeah, I'm an American was a person, it's Buddy. Love that guy. Love that guy. If y'all want more information on this vape banning and you want to stand up and fight, a website that is, you know, kind of got it, it's working on it nationwide is vapertechnology.org. Vapertechnology.org. And look, as much as I'd love to sit here and tell y'all this is all about, you know, some parental groups that are mad that little Ashley McKaylee, Timothy, Logan, Braden, Majaden, that this is all their fault, like it was with Kratom. What's really going on here, and don't get me wrong, they're gonna stroll them out there with their victim impact stories. You know they are. Because I believe the children are our future. But really, this is our politicians and lobbyists. This is big tobacco lobby trying to shut down any competition. I mean, that's why they broke Juul's back. There's a great documentary on Netflix about that, regardless of how you feel about tobacco or vapes or any of that stuff. It just shows how a lobbyist and an industry can shut down competition. And to me, that ain't capitalism. Capitalism is let the best man win. Let the marketplace determine the winner. When you rig the marketplace, that's Marxism. That's fascism. That's communism. Hell no, you ain't an American. Get me fired up here. I'm going to tell you, let's take a call real quick. Callers move to the front of the line around here. Jerry, thank you for calling back.
Hey, man. Sorry to make another call, but you are talking on a topic about cigarettes and competition. And go back to the tobacco lawsuits. What was it Mike Moore and Dickey Sprugg and the legislatures and everybody said when they brought these lawsuits against tobacco? What was their main reason for suing?
Health care.
Bingo. So it was killing people. Yeah. Addicted. Did they ban it, or did they just take their money?
Money, money, money.
So it wasn't about health care. It was extortion that they got basically a lot of money. Legislatures, the state did, Mike Moore, the whole nine yards, Jim Hood, just name them all off. They got tons of money. And so, but the product's still on the market. But what they did, if you read the lawsuit, is they banned some of their competitors. So it was the big ones that paid into. If you didn't pay into the fund, you did not get to sell your products at a certain level. So that's the same thing here. You're probably seeing a market share go down for cigarettes. And they're like, hey, we paid for this already. So, you know, I don't know anything about vapes. I have no idea anything about it. But banned cigarettes. Poses a cancer, heart disease, heart attacks, addiction, is still on the market. I wonder why.
You nailed it, brother. I mean, it's it. It's a game of bribery. Well, maybe lost Jerry there. Always great call with Jerry. Now, look, one thing I've done this session is I've called these guys out, even if I'm quote-unquote friends with them. I like them. You know, called out Fred Shanks on the squatted truck stuff. Cause I get it. Squatted truck guys, easy target. Who's going to defend them? I will. Just like I'll defend your free speech, even if I hate what you say, I'm going to defend your right to say it. I mean, you can make your truck look as stupid as you want. I may laugh at you when you go by, but I'm going to defend your right to look stupid. If you want to kill yourself, vaping away, smoking cigarettes, by all means, boo-boo, that's on you. You'll have to deal with those consequences and repercussions later on down in life. Now, there's two different bills here. You're going to have to take a little effort, because I ain't going to bore people to death. This ain't Super Talk. I'm not going to read the bills on air. and dissect them. Lee Yancey's a part of one of them. That's HB 1461. And let's see here. Lee Yancey and then Trey Lamar and John Thomas are part of the other one. That is HB 1660. And I swore I saw one of my other buddies on there too, but I guess not. Anyway, vaportechnology.org. Go down, select Mississippi. It'll let you know who your state reps are and let them know. Again, we've got to stop letting them get into session and ban everything. I mean, just in Richland, and I'm just picking one little area, I think there's three or four vape and tobacco type stores. They would put them out of business. Then you may say, well, Clay, I don't like those things. Well, there's a lot of things I don't like. Don't mean I don't think they should be in business. They pay taxes. The people that live there, it is their livelihoods. There's distributors behind these people. There's the small manufacturing companies that make these things and distribute them. It's just like the TikTok ban. Okay, you might not like TikTok. You may think it's all a China psyop. But there's still entire American-owned industries built within there, in that ecosystem, that will be put out of business when they invested into these businesses in good faith. You need to think about these things. I would like to just go a whole session without banning something. Again, if we're going to ban stuff, how about we ban lobbyists being able to buy politicians' dinners, steak dinners, and allegedly naked waitresses and body shots? How about we ban that? How about we make that against the law effective immediately? You got to buy your own dinner if you're going to meet with a lobbyist. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Boykin Contractors right there in Florence, Mississippi. But hey, they do actually operate outside the city limits of Florence as well. They got you covered here in the Tri-County area. Locally owned, locally operated, licensed, bonded, and insured with the Mississippi Board of Contractors. So basically, if you got somebody that comes in and they're not licensed with the board and something messes up, your insurance ain't going to cover it. You just need to know that. We're getting some work done. Make sure somebody is licensed, bonded, and insured. A lot of scams going on. That's one of the number one complaints I see in these hashtag Real Talk Facebook groups. Hashtag Brandon Uncensored. Pick Your Town Uncensored. If somebody got played by somebody, by some bogus contractor who got the money for supplies and never showed back up. Next thing you know, they're smoking meth or at a casino gambling it away. It's number one complaint I hear. You ain't got to worry about that with Boykin. They centered in Christ, faith-based, locally owned, doing things the right way. That's why they're on WYAB. They know that means something to you guys. Reach out to them for all of your home improvement needs, from roofing to remodeling to additions, repairs. They can handle all of it. You can go search them online at Boykin Contractors. Check out all their reviews on Google, Facebook, etc. And let your eyes be the judge. Look at some of their great work they got on Facebook. I keep saying, it's about to be, other than this little freeze drop here, it is deck season. I'm just fooling into it. It ain't about to be. It's officially deck season. It ain't too late to enjoy it with one on your backyard. Call Boykin Contractors today, 601-951-7336. Bryce Boykin, 601-951-7336. That's Boykin Contractors right there in Florence, Mississippi. All right, we have I am glad to see some of y'all are as fired up about this as I am. It's easy to pick on these little things. It's easy to pick on guys that vape and sit around and make the big vape rings and all that stuff. It's like, oh, they look like douchebags. I get it. You know, so that don't affect me. Until it does. Until it does. Let's see here. Rachel on fire this morning. She says, on the Guns and Gear text line, I'm going to skip the first few because they were from earlier in the show. You know, she said all those guys drafting this legislation are vaping at their campsites on the fairgrounds right now. 100%. She goes, while they're also posting on their TikToks. She goes, how about we ban state rep and state Senate travel reimbursement that costs the taxpayers thousands of dollars a year for them to show up at the Capitol for a few minutes to get a paycheck? I don't know if people even realize we are paying for their food, their gas, their lodging while they are trying to control Mississippi freedoms. And my friend, your identity is safe. I will not say where you work. 100%. Look, I'm very patient, and I understand how per diems work. And I get it. I get the hustle. I ain't got a problem with the hustle. I ain't got a problem with you getting your per diem and bringing a camper up here instead of staying at a hotel. All that. No problem with that at all. I would do the same exact thing. Where my problem has come in is this insistence on trying to ban everything. Meanwhile, you have real issues out there. Now, there's things that are important to me, like internet stalking. I've got an internet stalker that's full-blown, unhinged. I've had to get a restraining order on this person in Rankin County. But nothing can be done about it. Got pages and pages and pages of death threats, attacks on my family members, sponsors, everything. And nothing can be done. If Clay Edwards did a tenth of what that guy done, they would find a way to put me under the jail. Need to be focusing on some real issues. Banning dang vapes, squatted trucks, Kratom. And that's just the things off the top of my head. Shouldn't have to. I don't have a problem with keeping children from seeing pornographic stuff. I 100% co-sign on them not being able to see pornographic stuff. But why should, and I don't look at porn, I'm just making a point again, it goes back to, doesn't affect me, but it don't make sense to me either. If I go to a porn site, I should not have to put my personal information in. Any website. Unless I'm buying a gun or something. And I wouldn't do that, I'd buy it here locally, at Guns and Gear. Gotten too far, man. This is not what our forefathers had in mind. You know, but furthermore, the audacity of these same people. I know I say audacity a lot because they have found it on discount on a shelf somewhere at one of these retail stores, and they bought all of it. Bought 5-gallon buckets of it on sale. And they come back and they just sprinkle it all over us. Look at this audacity I have about this. Then they end up in the back room, allegedly, of a legendary restaurant multiple times, doing God knows what with waitresses on a lobbyist dime as Republicans who run on Mississippi values, faith, family, Jesus, banning things, adding an extra tax to anything sin related. Somebody told me, I hadn't had a chance to dig through this bill yet. Somebody said they somewhere buried in the saying they've heard is possibly an additional tax on alcohol. Whew. We got to get these folks in check down there, son. Normies, normal people. I need y'all to wake. This is where I need you to wake up. I ain't telling you don't enjoy football. Don't quit going to football games. Don't quit watching baseball, basketball. Don't quit living your lives. But you got to wake up, and you need to learn your state rep's number. If you're going to get up and go through the trouble of voting, you need to follow through and be that squeaky wheel. Be that squeaky wheel. It will get the grease. Or at least you can know you can sleep well at night knowing you did your part. I'm going to read a few more texts on the Guns and Gear text line. Josh sent a picture of a shirt that says, America was found by tough hellraisers. And it's going to have to be saved by some, too. Andrew says, man, these folks don't care about health or safety or anything else. They want money. That's why bums can be drunk in public and do anything, but if you're driving with a beer in your car on the way home from work, you out on the side of the road. Yep. John. Shout out to John. Here on the Guns and Gear text line. Hey, Clay, they banned that kind of stuff in the pharmaceutical industry. I think they need a little taste of their own medicine. Man, I couldn't agree more. Lindsay says it's being pushed by Lynn Fitch. She asked him to drop this one. This one was Angela Hills. It's a copy of the bill, one of these bills. I'll have to dissect it. Lindsay, let me ask you, if you know the answer, this is still being pushed, correct? Because I know that all these stores are still pushing for people's engagement in it. And look, I'm just going to tell you, it don't even matter if it passes or not. It's just the audacity to even try it. Big Pharma don't want Kratom because it works. Hold on now. We need to keep you addicted to these opioids. We don't need you finding out that you can get some of the same results of them opioids through a $20 bag of Kratom a week. We can't control that. We can't monetize that. So we just got to ban it. You know how I know something works? They ban it. That's how I know something works. Mansplain says, you know what grinds my gears? I'm not legally allowed to gamble online in the SIP. That's coming. You know, that's coming. But of course they had to limit the marketplace. You know, instead of just letting people come in and, you know, create companies doing it, you have to partner up with a pre-existing casino in the state. They don't want to give the casinos any competition. I don't have a casino sponsor. I don't care. I think they all need competition. What are they going to do? Leave? If they do, bye. Somebody else will come in. We shouldn't be rigging the scales. I've really woken up a lot the last couple of years. And just seeing some of this terrible legislation, this session, has really, really opened my eyes up. Now, I see what Steven Yatroska and all those guys, I see what they were fighting about, and I see what they were so mad all the time. It makes perfectly good sense to me now. I'm a normie that woke up. You can be too. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back in to the most incendiary show on these here airwaves every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9. This is the Clay Edwards Show. If you miss any of the show live, the podcast is always available by 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just go to wherever you download podcasts, audio, books, and more. Search my name, Clay Edwards Show. It does eventually, by the end of the day, get posted on YouTube and Rumble. It takes a little while to download that video file that I use to upload. Could take a few hours. But anyway, it does get posted. So if you like Rumble, if you prefer YouTube, just search Clay Edwards Show or Save Jackson on some of them. It's a little convoluted. I've tried to move away from the Save Jackson name, but I do like it being a little shorter thing there. So anyway, Clay Edwards Show, Save Jackson, same thing. Search it that way. And it's Save JXN. Real quick, the segment brought to you by our friends over at Burgers Blues Barbecue. All three locations, Madison, Flowood, downtown Brandon. I tell you, man, the little B3 bar at the downtown Brandon, it's a dive bar. And I mean that as a compliment. It's my little favorite little place to hang out. It's like Cheers. You go in, like, folks know your name. They remember what you drink. Granted, I'm simple. Give me Blue Moon and a Fireball. I don't veer off from that too often. I'm a cheap drunk. What can I say? Anyway, they got a great staff in there, man. They got a new bartender, a girl that moved down here from, her and her husband moved down here from I think, New York State. They were tired of all the crazy stuff going on down there, going on up there. Moved down here to get away from it all. They did not bring their New York with them. These folks is automatically adopted as Mississippians. I mean, they're just good people, salt of the earth. We love sitting down, getting to hear a loudmouth Yankee talk a lot. And I mean that as a compliment. So, look, great staff. They got some unique people that work at every one of these things. They got breakfast right now at Madison on Main Street and in Dogwood at the Flowood location. Get by, grab a chicken biscuit, pancakes, fried chicken and waffles, and more. Burgers Blues Barbecue. And of course, they got a blue plate special every day. Hey, we ain't gonna not mention the elephant in the room. They got the best hamburger, the award-winning hamburger, right here at all three locations, all the different ones. I think this month the special is it's the smash burger with bacon jam on it and fries for like $10.99. Check it out, burgersblues.com. And don't forget, they have two food trucks available for all your special events, parties, and more. Get with them today. Work out the details on that, burgersblues.com. All right. You guys, the text messages are on fire. We're going to stay with the hot hand. Let's see here. Josh on the Guns and Gear text line. Grinding gears is banning porn, changing flags, picking which legislation of weed bill got the most money for them, all the while taking shots off a waitress, allegedly, and probably participating in more good old Mississippi values. Josh, that may be the text of the day, my friend. That may be the text of the day. Lindsay followed back up on this bill. She goes, yes, it's still alive, and it looks like it may make it. And this is to ban vapes, flavored vapes. I mean, just the audacity of these people. We need to schedule a rally one day. Everybody, left wing, right wing, normies, black, white, Arab, Hispanic. We need to schedule a rally down there one day and just call it the Stop Banning-ish rally. Like, we can just agree that it's time to stop banning stuff. I can just think of a lot of other things they could be working on down there than patting each other on the butt about how much money of ours they've spent on useless crap. There's the big banners. Stop banning-ish today. Surely that's something we can all come together on. I mean, there has to be a law in place already that covers everything, apparently, except internet stalking. The current law in the books is terrible for internet stalking. Sylvia sits in a picture of a shirt. She goes, this is her new motto. It reads, don't pee off old people. The older we get, the less life in prison is a deterrent. We're going to get that for Buddy, too. You got to get that one for Buddy also. Jess said, going back to things that grinds people's gears, she said, if it's all about health care, then they need to fix all these transgender, mentally ill human beings if they are so worried about health care. Then shouldn't mental illness be the top priority? She says, my body, my choice, right? Leave my vape alone. Ashley says, You better quit talking about Ashley's now. Sorry, I always sneak in an Ashley. Robbie says, buddy for governor. Buddy, they need you to throw your hat in for governor. Let's see here. Blake says, liberals and their double standards grind my gears. Trump says something about Jews needing to vote for him ahead of the ahead of he's accused of making anti-Semitic comments, but they are pro-Hamas. Is that not anti-Semitism on the libs' part? Yeah, man, it is a lot going on there. The liberals are very torn on Palestine and Israel. And I'm just going to be honest. I've been honest about this since day one. I'm not anti-Palestine. I'm anti-Hamas. I'm not anti-Palestine. I mean, I don't like seeing innocent people getting killed. I just don't. But that's the government you got over there. They decided to F around, and they are finding out. And that's an unfortunate side effect. But I'm not anti. I have friends from over in that area. You know, they're good people. You know, I'm not going to cast a wide net and throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, and same on the Israel side. There's some bad people over there too. And I think it goes without saying. But you know, they kind of got provoked. But if you peel the onion back, you can understand maybe a little bit of why the other side feels like they needed to do what they do. It's very complicated, and it's something that I'm not comfortable having a conversation about because I just don't know enough about it. But I don't know. How about letting them fight it out and made the best side win without any foreign intervention or financing? Just let them figure it out. I mean, that makes the most sense. Like, you got two old dudes, they just been fighting, wanting to fight, and every time you get to a bar, they fight, and nobody breaks it up, and you never really get a distinct winner. They fighting over a girl or whatever. How about just put them in the octagon? It ain't got to be a real one. It can be a bullpen. How about just put them in a room together and let the best man walk out that sun gun? That's it. It's over after that. I ain't never had my butt whooped by somebody and wanted any more of them after that. You get your butt whooped right one time, you're going to get up and you got a newfound appreciation for that guy, especially if it's one-on-one. Two times in my life. I ain't saying I ain't had my butt whooped two times. I'm just saying two times in my life, it was one-on-one enough, and I got beat enough that I got up. Still to this day, I don't want to fight that guy no more. I mean, just let them fight it out every now and then. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget, the free FAFO sticker stop is at A1 Gear and Auto right there on 49 South in Florence. Go get your FAFO sticker, your Clay Edwards Show FAFO sticker. And if we see you out and about somewhere, we're going to give you something. We're going to give you something. Something out the prize box. Maybe it's a full tank of gas. Maybe it's a gift card. Maybe it's lunch right there on the spot with me and whoever I'm with. Maybe it's a shirt, a hat. Maybe it's nothing. I'm kidding. By there, check it out. There's 100 stickers over there. 100, 120 stickers. First come, first serve, one each, please. And I'll be listening every week as we announce a new sticker shop. They'll all be at our sponsors, of course. We ain't going to drive a couple hundred people into somewhere that ain't helping me out. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? What's the point? Get out, support these sponsors, man. Appreciate everybody. Like I said, podcast to be available here shortly. Coming up next, Americans for Prosperity. This has been the Clay Edwards Show. Hold your legislators accountable. Call them today and just pout about something. I'll see y'all tomorrow.